What's up, everybody? Zach and Justin again with another Breach of the Week. Hello, Justin.
What's up, Zach?
All right, so this week we're talking Nintendo. Nintendo got basically this is relatively breaking. This was early May. And I got this off of the Cybersecurity Hub or cshub.com if you are so inclined. Oh, look at that right on the page. It's got a Marriott phishing breach for those of you who've listened to other episodes. Oh, that was from April. All right. So Nintendo, the way that Nintendo is identifying people within their system, they have something called the Nintendo Network ID. And that allows them to log into like everything. So I guess some of these go back a ways, right? So like you could get into like Wii U, 3DS, and some other older consoles. Like I think the Wii, maybe even GameCube. I think that had network capabilities. And basically when this got broken into or stolen, it also revealed, you know, like there's some basic personal information that you probably wouldn't want stolen. But there was credit card numbers as well as PayPal credentials, I use PayPal for everything now because it feels like it's more secure than credit cards. There's at least some like MFA in there when you're buying stuff. At least it seems like that. And so that was what was taken. And so basically Nintendo was just like, all right, cool. We're going to nuke the system. And they just basically reset everything and we're done with it. And they're like, yeah, that's it. So now they're trying to create a new multi-step process for getting into those accounts. But they just literally stopped the NNID. And I'm guessing that means that they didn't actually probably kill off all the accounts, but they killed off that like universal, like this number's tagged to all of your important information or, you know, disparately separated that. Do you play Nintendo? So, I'm a huge Nintendo fan.
I don't.
My son's trying to get a Nintendo Switch real bad. He wants it. We've told him, you know, because they're fairly expensive. We told him that if he can petition the family and get everyone on board, all the aunts, uncles, and grandparents.
Oh, extended family too.
Oh yeah. Listen, they're like $300 and you can't get them anywhere. So you have to get it on. You have to go through like it's like 600. If you want to buy one right now on eBay, they're like $600 to $700. We're not going to do that, but it's definitely
Dollars. Yeah, man. I have not played video games in at least 20 years.
Really?
Yep. I have no idea what any of this stuff costs.
Oh, like, that's too bad.
That numbering is like staggering to me.
It
like
is.
If you said guess, I would have been like, like $50 or $60.
Really? Oh my God. No, dude. That's even 20 years ago. That would be low for a video game. I guess if you're buying at a yard sale or something like a used Sega, but
yeah,
I'm a big gamer. I love gaming.
Yeah, I had a first gen Nintendo, like the old one that looked like the gray brick.
Oh,
like
I had one of those
brick controllers. I think,
and I had to do the same thing. So when my son is looking at this Nintendo Switch, I was like, because I was probably in kindergarten. No, I was probably in like first or second grade when the original Nintendo came out, something like that. Might have been a little old. I can't remember. Anyways, I was young enough that was like the first big gift I ever asked for. And my mom and grandma had to wait so my birthday's in December. And so like they went on Black Friday to get it and they had to wait in the freezing cold for like 8 hours, literally pulled the Nintendo off of the back of a truck. Like they handed them out the back of like an 18 wheeler and then like went into a Walmart to pay for it or something like that.
Wow.
And, so it was like, you know, I could, empathize with his efforts because I had to do the same thing. My mom's like, yeah, there's no way we can afford to buy this. So you better get everyone on board. And I managed to do that. So that's his thing, I think. And so he's being homeschooled like all the students now are remotely learning. And he had to do some persuasive writing anyways as part of his schoolwork. So now he's turning his schoolwork into the effort to get the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Some multifaceted.
Yeah. You've got to sell grandma and grandpa to get their vote.
Both sets of grandma and grandpa. Cause we're not getting, we were hoping that maybe that would just like scare him off. Like it's too much work. Cause
he really wants it.
I've never seen the drive in him. Like so targeted. And so, I mean, he was like, you got it. I'm going to make this happen. And so now we're going to get stuck buying him a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I really want to play it too. I'm a big fan of the Zelda and Mario games. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done a lot of research. He already knows how to play the games. Like, before, he's never touched a Nintendo Switch, but he watches like YouTube videos. YouTube videos, man. That's what the kids know. He learns the most amazing stuff. I know, a lot of junk when he was younger. Not that we let him watch like a ton of stuff, but like now, you know, he's older, so we're like trying to give him a little bit of leeway. If he's got free time, he gets a certain amount of time where he can watch stuff online. And we're always there to make sure it's not something insane, because you can go down to some real rabbit holes on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
No, he's got a few
dark spots.
Yeah. he's got a few of these streamer people that he follows, and he's like, he learned. So Minecraft Dungeons just came out on the Xbox and like a bunch of other stuff. And so he watched a bunch of that, and he's been waiting like 2 months for Minecraft Dungeons to come out, because he's a huge Minecraft fan. And so he watched all these videos. And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday, it was released on the 26th, and he got on. I didn't need to teach him anything. He knew all the controls, what he needed to do, how to beat the missions. It was incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't understand people watching other folks play video games. Like watching.
You watch sports? You watch sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
The same.
It's
the same idea for a different generation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're not watching like feats of strength. You know, like, you know, I find sports more inspirational, but there's a skill set there for sure. And, you know, it's just, I think it's the same thing. I think all of us sports fans can like pat ourselves in the back. Like, we're like, you know, holier than thou. But the reality is, you know, it's a bunch of people watching other people do stuff and rooting for them. So,
man,
who am I to judge? I'm also sitting in a gaming chair right now, so I have no. Yeah. Mine's, look at that. That's old school. Man, look at the wood chunk right out of that. That chair has been through some stuff.
Yeah, it's been.
I've seen some things.
Yeah, that chair's from like 1940. The first time I heard about streaming services like that, people watching other people play video games, like stuff. Twitch, I just about fell over. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But it's like,
it sounds insane.
A multi-billion-dollar industry.
There, you know, particularly with the fact that everyone's locked down now, even athletes now, like a lot of race car stuff. So I'm really into like rally car. I love rally car racing. I think it's just like the coolest thing ever, driving like 150 miles an hour through dirt roads. I think it's like, cause I tried to do that as a teenager in Vermont. Like that was what we would do on Friday nights, is just getting our crappy, I had a 91 Toyota Jetta. I just bomb around dirt roads in.
Yeah. Take it down a Thunder Road.
Oh yeah. Have completely lost my train of thought on this.
Rally cars.
Yes. So the rally cars, all the drivers, you know, are obviously stuck at home, and you know, these events just require those teams are like hundreds of people that come together. They're in like little tight little garages all working close by. So they can't do that. So in the interim, while they're sort of like, well, what do we do? You know, some of it's like just to keep going through the motions. They've set up like full rally simulators in their houses. And now they're racing. All of them are racing together on these, there's one system in particular called iRacing, which is like super, it's designed for this and it's very accurate. It is like the nerdiest car driving game you could get. And so they're doing full races with announcers, and there's like fake crowds. I mean, people are eating it up. NASCAR is doing it. I believe the F1 series has started to do it. And I mean, there's millions of people watching this, you know, and like, I don't know if you follow like Barstool Sports, like they've started streaming a bunch of like football and hockey games on there. I mean, I'm a dork, I'm a nerd. I feel like I can say with authority, like it does feel weird. It feels very nerdy. But then again, like, you know, if millions of people are doing it, it can't be that weird. Like it's not that obscure.
Yeah, sounds like you're in good company.
Yeah, no, I don't usually, there's not a lot I prefer to play, but he was onto something. I've watched some of the same channels to figure out like better ways when I play games, so.
Got it. Wait, so
yeah, we've lost track of what we were originally talking about.
Can we come back to the Nintendo thing for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is this NNID thing? Is this like basically like your username and credentials that gives you access to like your Nintendo account?
Yeah. So you've got your regular Nintendo, like whatever you use to log into Nintendo. And I think it was literally like almost like a Nintendo social security number that you could use across their entire, you know, Nintendo universe. So all the different systems, I think even, you know, I'm sure I probably have something leaked in this because I've owned, you know, other Nintendo devices and I've had, I think even like the cell phones, like you can download Mario Kart and stuff onto cell phones. And I know I've had that on my phone. So, yeah. You know, so that, it goes across everything. Does it work
like an Apple ID? Like same idea?
I think it, yeah, but less secure. Like there was no, I don't think they had any sort of, you know, there's no multi-factor or anything. And you know, maybe there was, I don't ever remember using multi-factor in any of that stuff. It's almost like at this point, why isn't everything just MFA? I don't understand. Like,
yeah,
if it improves security that much, why do we not have that on every single thing? Cause it's not even now, like it's an inconvenience because you're doing it on 90% of the stuff anyways. It should just be inherent across the board. Right. But yeah,
it sounds pretty, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Pretty carefree. It's kind of like
hold
my beer. I'm going to build a authentication model here.
And it was, so just in 2019, they had more than 1400 breaches of this and 164 million records were actually released.
That's almost as much as Marriott.
Yeah. So it's not a small thing.
Half actually.
They did. I mean, I guess in their defense, they took a fairly like drastic, you know, reaction. Oh, interesting. So they also found within this that things like Fortnite has like virtual, do you know what Fortnite is? That's another, that one is that a lot of people stream that. They're doing full concerts in that. Marshmello, who's like this DJ, did a concert with like just millions of people within Fortnite. Like people were like, it's that I don't fully understand, but you know, whatever. So Fortnite has its own money in there that you could, so that's a first person shooter, by the way, that you can buy crap in, right? It's a free game, but they want you to buy like all the swag and stuff for your character. So people were able to make unauthorized purchases of Fortnite stuff. You know, I mean, that's the thing is like some of this stuff, like even though it's video game credits and stuff, I mean, it's essentially like its own Bitcoin, right? Except probably less secure because it doesn't have the blockchain technology with it. Yeah. You know, it's, we joke like, you know, there's tons of systems where you can buy like credits through like Call of Duty and stuff. And it seems like, oh yeah, you lost like some credits, but that's real money. Like, even though it's fake money, you know, whatever, there's still money being exchanged there at some point. And so breaches like these are much more significant. It's not like you're just losing your ability to like log in and play Fortnite. Let's see, worldwide. And then, oh yeah. They're saying like 53 million just on Nintendo
something
Switch.
Of value for something else of value within a different economy.
Yeah. And you know, bad guys are using, these systems in some cases to exchange money so that they can, you know, obfuscate it's their own, it's a way of like laundering money almost. So, cause you can actually sell some of this stuff. Like you can buy things online, you know, through these games and then sell them in actual, like, you know, auction houses, like online auction houses for like, you know, a rare item. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
World of Warcraft. Don't even get me started about that. There are people who like, they go out, they mine, you know, the game to get some like really specific rare item. And then they'll sell it for like thousands of dollars online.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So as our worlds like cross pollinate more and people live more online, especially video game systems, you know, this is going to be a much, much bigger issue. And I mean, like my Xbox is connected to everything. Like if somebody got into that, like you'd have access to my Netflix, which probably half of the East Coast has anyways, because every time I've given out to a family member, they've given out to like 100 family members. You know, I don't mean, it's, there's like 50 different things. It's, this is like your home computer now, right? So you've got everything in there.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you've taught me something new today, Zach.
That's good. I always try to enlighten. And yeah, so that's Nintendo breach of the week. Looks like they took action. We'll track this one. I only see one breach right here, so they haven't gone full Marriott yet, but we'll watch them. And yeah, if again, this is another scenario where I'm not sure if New Harbor specifically can help you in this realm, but if you want some like good video game recommendations, I am happy you can call me in New Harbor. I will give you some good video game recommendations and I will let you know.
Or are you looking for someone just to crack a beer and play Fortnite with?
Oh yeah, I'm actually not a, I don't like Fortnite at all. I think that game is absolutely ridiculous. I've been playing a lot of Warzone and PUBG. This game's, although PUBG is kind of getting, it's very dated. It's graphics and stuff. So I'm playing a lot of Warzone.
It's probably more than I'm used to. I'm still rolling the 8-bit graphics.
Well, we're going to have to, you know, they're making a comeback. There's a lot of 8-bit games out there, Justin. You need to get back on.
Yep. Well, I'm going to...
You got kids, you can bond with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go set up my my Nintendo ID right
and
now.
Your original Nintendo. All right. Well, thanks, Justin.
We'll see
you. You have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.